You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. Just outside of Coos Bay in neighboring North Bend is the historic Liberty Theater. It's owned by the second oldest continuously operating performing arts group in the state. They're called the Little Theater on the Bay. Starting on January 30th, the Liberty Theater will feature a new comedy called Moriarty, a new Sherlock Holmes adventure. It's directed by Jeremy Conway and Talis Sladek. Joining me now is the lead director, Jeremy Conway. Welcome to the Exchange, Jeremy.
Hello, how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing just great. How are you?
Good.
Well, before we talk about the play, help me understand the history behind the Little Theater on the Bay and the Liberty Theater, because it sounds confusing.
Yeah, so it's a long history. They go all the way back to 1947. They started as a radio play broadcast group, and then they formally incorporated in 1948, became a nonprofit in 1951, and then eventually made their home at the Liberty Theater in North Bend in the early 1970s when they were able to purchase the building, and that's where they've been ever since.
So the Little Theater on the Bay purchased the Liberty Theater,
mm-hmm.
and that's their home now?
Yep, and it's been their home for over 50 years.
Oh, okay. So how big is the Liberty Theater?
It's about a 320 seats total capacity. So it's a pretty small theater. It's a proscenium with a pretty good size thrust on it. So it's a nice, cozy, intimate space.
And the Little Theater on the Bay, that's a troupe?
Yeah. So that would be that's the company that performs and puts on and does all the productions.
Okay. And how are you associated with the Little Theater on the Bay?
I've been working with them since last summer. I decided to kind of branch out and get involved. I've been with the Egyptian Theater here in Coos Bay for 10 years and wanted to kind of get into doing more with more live performances and theatrical performances. So got involved with them last summer and started helping out. And then the opportunity came up recently to kind of take over directing this play to make it happen so it wouldn't get canceled.
Is this the first play you've directed?
It in a very long time, it is.
So Sherlock Holmes is a well-known literary character. I mean, but usually he's depicted as quite serious, not in your play.
Yeah, this one takes a little more of a comedy take on it. It doesn't... The story itself is serious, but the play doesn't take itself too seriously. It allows for those moments of levity and kind of zany humor and kind of brings out a different side of Sherlock Holmes and his partner, Dr. Watson.
Well, tell me about the story. What's in the playbill?
So it's an original. The play itself is a mashup of a lot of different Sherlock Holmes stories by the author Ken Ludwig. He combined a lot of different elements to kind of almost like a greatest hits type of show. So it focuses around Sherlock Holmes' pursuit of the infamous Dr. Moriarty and to recover some stolen plans and kind of culminates with big finish in spectacular Sherlock Holmes style.
And how many actors are in the play?
There's five actors, and so there's two of the actors are dedicated to Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson, and then the other three actors rotate through the remaining characters, and there's about 12, 15 or so different characters that appear. So there's a lot of quick changes and different character work to kind of differentiate the characters from each other.
Well, that does sound kind of zany. I mean, a lot of quick change costumes, I'm imagining.
Yep. Yep.
Okay, so if the actors in Moriarty are playing a number of different roles that require all this quick change and lots of different moving parts and tight coordination, how do you keep it all under control?
Well, fortunately, when I came in, the play and the blocking and all that was about 80% there. So they had a pretty good idea of where they were going with it. And I just kind of tried to pick up the ball and keep that momentum going. And then now that we're kind of in the final stages of rehearsal, we're just tightening everything up and figuring out the timing. There's definitely moments where it's a feat of theater to pull off some of those changes and get the actor back on stage as someone else.
How do you coordinate all that with the sound and lighting?
Yeah, so I started with this production originally designing the lighting, so I'm kind of pulling double duty on that one. And then with the sound, we're working on incorporating all the sound effects. And the goal coming into this was keep it simple, so the story was the lead and not too much of the spectacle, and let the comedy kind of speak for itself.
Okay. Now, tell me about the actors.
Yeah, they're a group that they've all been involved with local theater over the years. A lot of them are veterans of the Little Theater on the Bay. And they all came together to get this production done. They started rehearsal back in November, I believe, with Talis, and it's five actors in total, and they're all really funny and really know the material well, and they're all big Sherlock Holmes fans.
So give me a sense of who's in the play. Who's the lead actor?
Yeah, so there's Levi is our Sherlock Holmes, and then Ansel is our Dr. Watson. Those are the two dedicated actors to their roles. And it's told, you know, like many Sherlock Holmes stories, through the lens of Dr. Watson and kind of from his point of view on, you know, kind of how things happen. And it explores his friendship with Sherlock Holmes and how they, it's a little later in their career, so they have an established relationship. So it's fun to kind of explore that and see what kind of challenges come up with that.
Did you say Levi is Sherlock?
Yeah. Okay. Levi Goodman is our Sherlock.
Goodman is Sherlock. Yep. And who's Watson?
Ansel Tauber is our Dr. Watson.
Okay. My guest is Jeremy Conway. He's the lead director of the new comedy titled Moriarty, A New Sherlock Holmes Adventure. It opens on January 30th at the Liberty Theater in North Bend. So with these two actors, you have three others. Who are those?
So we have Jazz Manager, and we have Ariel Hicks and Johnny Crawford, and each of them are our rotating ensemble. And then each of them have kind of a primary role. Johnny Crawford is our Dr. Moriarty. That's his main largest part. So he's really kind of dived into that and explored what it is to be a menacing villain.
How did these actors come to these roles? Are they just part of the troupe and this is just the next play on the docket?
Essentially, yeah. The Liberty Theater does usually a 6 or 7 show season, and we do it in repertoire. So as one show's going on, the next show's auditioning and getting ready for rehearsals. And by the time that one show closes, the next one's getting ready to go up. So we try to keep them pretty close together and make sure there's always something out there for the public to come see.
Auditions. How do people know about your auditions, and can they come out and try?
Of course, yeah. Our auditions are open to the public. They usually post the dates on their Facebook page on Little Theater on the Bay. And then there's also advertising around town for them. But yeah, they're open auditions, and people can sign up and come try out for a show if they're interested.
Okay. And so what do you want the audience to walk away from with this experience?
I think I wanted to come away with a lighter side of the Sherlock Holmes story, a more human touch. It's whether it being all crime and mystery, it's the relationships between the characters and how they connect to each other.
Okay. And so tell me more about you. What's your journey? Where'd you grow up?
I grew up here in Coos Bay. I think the very first play I ever saw was at the Liberty Theater. My grandma used to be a staple on the stage there. So that's kind of where my love of theater started. And as I grew up, I stayed into it through school, and I ended up going there at Southern Oregon University through the theater program and graduated in 2014 and just kind of stayed in it in the community theater since ever since.
So you went to school here in Ashland at SOU?
Yep.
What'd you study?
Theater.
That's where you got your acting chops.
That's where I got, my production chops anyway. I acted some in high school, but I chose to go the production route, technical route through my course there. But it all kind of comes together being a director.
And tell me more about the, I guess you have a co-director, Talis?
Yep. So Talis is the one that kind of conceived and proposed the play to the board of directors for the theater and got it on the schedule. He did all the auditions and did the first several weeks of rehearsals. Unfortunately, he had to step away just after Christmas, and they were talking about canceling the show, and I figured that'd be a real shame. So stepped up and talked to the cast. I'm like, well, do you guys want to still make this happen? And everybody was still wanted to do it. And here we are.
That sounds like an awful lot of work and for someone who just stepped in.
Well, like I said, most of the groundwork was already done. So I'm just getting it over the finish line and getting it polished.
Okay, so tell me about the opening day and how long does it run and what are the times?
Yeah, so it opens on January 30th. It runs Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Friday, Saturdays are a 7 p.m. show, and then the Sundays are a 7 p.m. or a 2 p.m. show, sorry. And then the next weekend, February 8th through the 10th.
Okay, and how long's the play? 90 minutes, 2 hours?
It's right about... I think it's coming in right about the 2 hour mark with intermission is what we're shooting for.
Okay. Is it a musical or is it just?
Nope. Just a straight comedy.
And after this runs, what's next?
I think I'm going to return to lights for the next production. And then I have a few other events coming up at the Egyptian theater concerts and such that I'm working on. So, and then hopefully into next season, I'll get a chance to direct another show.
And what's next for the Liberty Theater?
Next for the Liberty Theater is Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. That opens in early April, I believe, into March.
Okay. And are you going to remain with the troupe during that run as well?
I don't know what my plans are for that. I may help with lights and whatnot, but at this point I do have some other commitments at my other theater, so we'll see what happens.
So who runs the Little Theater on the Bay?
So it's a nonprofit organization, and so it's run by its board of directors, and they do all the creative. They have a creative committee that selects all the shows for the upcoming seasons. And kind of works out the schedule for that. And then it's all volunteer ran. There's not a paid employee in the place.
How do they sustain themselves?
Through grants, donations, and keeping a pretty busy schedule throughout the year. In the plays I've attended in the last year, it's not uncommon for them to sell out that little theater. So I think they do pretty well as far as getting the word out and getting people interested and kind of sustaining the theater, which is definitely always a challenge for any size theater.
Well, for them to be the second oldest performing troupe in the state, they must put on a really good show.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, when everybody walks away, are the actors... is this part of their career? Are they being paid?
No, it's all volunteer. It's all community theater. We're doing it for the love of theater, which makes it special. And, one of the challenges of that is you have to be conscious of people have lives and jobs outside of rehearsal and audition and production stuff. So we have to keep them all happy.
Thank you so much, Jeremy. Best of luck.
Take care.
My guest was Jeremy Conway. He's the lead director of Moriarty, a new Sherlock Holmes adventure opening on January 30th at the Liberty Theater in North Bend. I'm Mike Green. You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange on the News and Information Service of Jefferson Public Radio.